Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Jette Christensen, the manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Christensen.
Thank you very much for having me and giving me this opportunity to share what we learned from our surveillance.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has released its quarterly swine disease report. First of all, a little bit of background. From where was the information for this report gathered and when?
We gathered the information in July and beginning of August. It's always a little bit more of a challenge over summer. But we get a survey from practitioners in the region. In the Western region, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC, where they give us a clinical impression on what happened in the second quarter of 2019. We also get laboratory data and reports in from the Prairie Diagnostic Lab and from the Veterinary College and from the Veterinary Diagnostic Lab. So we cover the region with the labs there. And finally, we pull down some publicly available information from abattoirs, so federally inspected abattoirs. And we pull all these data together, look at them, analyze them. And then we have a call, a very important call with practitioners and swine experts in the region to discuss what we find in the data. And from all of these sources and discussions, we compiled the reports for the quarter.
What were the highlights that producers should be aware of throughout the second quarter report and why?
Well, the second quarter report was a little bit different from what we usually see because there is reason to be extra vigilant because there are three potentially emerging diseases that we talked about and we saw in the second quarter. And two of these have the additional complication that they can actually mimic foreign animal diseases that can impact trade. They are not foreign animal diseases as such, but since they can mimic those diseases, we need to pay extra attention to them. So of the three diseases, the first one that we raised and discussed was a new kind of streptococcus. It's called Streptococcus equi, so epidemicus, and we usually just say strep su as a short for that. And it's been seen in sows and gilts in Manitoba beginning of May. So there's also been two cases discussed at our call of Clostridium. And this Clostridium is relatively rare. It's called Clostridium septicum. And this disease is worthy of attention because it can actually mimic African swine fever or classical swine fever. So the clinical signs could suggest those foreign animal diseases. So that's why we worry about Clostridium septicum. We also have the ongoing story of Seneca Valley virus. It's been brought to attention a couple of times over the last years, but this time it's noteworthy because there are two cases, not in our region, but in Ontario. These two cases were in sow herds and not on assembly yards. So that's why we raised the flag on this disease. It is also a disease that can mimic a foreign animal disease, and in this specific situation, it can mimic foot and mouth disease or other vesicular diseases, so diseases that causes blisters. So those three diseases were discussed at length at our quarterly meetings.
looking specifically at the streptococcus infection, what is this disease? What are the clinical signs or symptoms? And what concerns does it raise?
Well, the clinical signs that we've seen so far has been basically sudden death death on arrival at an abattoir. In sow herds, it's also caused infertility or abortions. So they are the main clinical signs that we've seen. And so far, we've seen it in 4 sow bands. We've seen it in culled sows in assembly yards. We've seen it at 1 provincial packing plant. And we've had reports back from a U.S. abattoir that they had increased losses in sows. And the losses they talk about, that's dead on arrival, basically. So the assembly yards, the provincial packing plant in the U.S., abattoir has reported sudden death and found Streptococcus so epidemicus in these dead animals. It's been interesting with the experience from the 4 sow herds in our region that have been diagnosed with this streptococcus, that it's affected gilts and sows, but not their litters. So it's only been seen in gilts and sows. And that's very interesting, we think. What can you do? If you see sudden death in sows or gilts, if you get abattoir reports back that there's an increase in death on arrival, or you see increased abortions or repeats, that is infertility, call your vet to see if you can figure out exactly what it is. Specifically, for strep zoo, since it's been diagnosed at abattoirs and assembly yards, it's very important to have a good biosecurity around transport of your culled animals or hogs that go to markets. So critically assess your biosecurity around transport of these animals. That would be very important for this specific disease.
Looking at Clostridium septicum, what is this disease? What are the clinical signs or symptoms? And what concerns does this infection raise?
Strep zoo was a new disease, a disease that we haven't seen before. Clostridium septicum is a disease that we've known, but it's very, very rare. So it's the reason we are concerned is that this bacteria also causes a sudden death in pigs, but the two cases that we discussed in this quarter was in the larger finishing pigs. It was either sudden death or they presented with dramatic clinical signs. There were big patches of reddening skin over the shoulders going down on the belly. And a few of them died quite early on. That concerns us. These clinical signs concerns us because they can mimic African or classical swine fever. The clinical signs that we discussed was that in the first two to three days, you see the sudden death. In the large finisher pigs. After 2 to 3 days, you begin to see the reddening of the skin. And it can be in different places, but typically over the shoulder, down on the under the belly. It's also massive swelling. The skin can swell up really massively. And later, the pigs can, if they survive those first days, they can show extreme slogging of the skin. skin, so it dead patches falls off. It's pretty extreme, and that's why we raised it. And I've recently discovered that in Great Britain, they also look at Clostridium septicum as an unusual presentation of clinical signs. They describe cases that are very much like the two cases that we have. But again, it's down in the very low number of cases that we talk about. So basically, what can you do if you see sudden death in pigs or reddening of the skin? Call your vet on this one.
Looking at Seneca Valley virus, what is this infection? What are the clinical signs to be watching for? And what are the concerns this infection raises?
This infection we've discussed over the last couple of years because it's been present at assembly yards in Ontario and in the West, specifically in Manitoba. But the new occurrence is the two sow bands in Ontario. So that's the first time we've actually seen it move, this virus move from the assembly yards back to the sow bands. The virus is also present in the U.S., and there's been a number of cases where Canadian pigs shipped to the U.S. has been diagnosed with Seneca Valley virus once they're in the U.S., but when they got that disease, we don't know. We assume it's in contaminated trucks or in waiting pens on the way down there. It's never been traced back and diagnosed in Canada so far. So the problem with Seneca Valley virus is that it looks like foot and mouth disease because it shows blisters. It can only affect pigs, so it's not like foot and mouth disease that can affect a lot of other species like cattle. And you can see blisters and sores on the snout, in the mouth, just around above the hoof. And you can see lameness because of these, or the pigs can develop fever and appear just sort of tired, inactive, and there might be a decrease in feed consumption. So that's the clinical signs. And there's been a warning sent from the practitioners that work with the affected sow herds that the blisters can really be subtle. So it can be very subtle signs of blisters. So we really have to be careful and look at that. So what can you do or what do you need to do? If you see blisters, you have to contact your swine practitioner or your chief veterinary officer in your province and CFIA. So they can make sure that we're not looking at foot and mouth disease, but looking at Seneca Valley virus and get a correct diagnosis on that. If you see blisters, you should not move animals off the premises. It's very important not to spread the disease. And again, similar to strep zoo, Seneca Valley virus has been reported on assembly yards, so good biosecurity around transport of culled animals and animals for slaughter is important to protect your herd.
What are the overall recommendations as a result of the second quarter report and why?
The overall message to send out here is that it's very, very important to be extra vigilant because we have these three potentially emerging diseases, and two of them can really cause havoc because they mimic either foot and mouth disease, African swine fever, or classical swine fever. So basically, contact your practitioner if you see sudden death in gilt sows or an increase in abortion and conception rates, infertility, so that's strep SU you're worried about. If you see sudden death in finishes, and you see finishes or other pigs with reddening of skin over the shoulder, the neck, head, or on the belly, you'd again call your vet because it could be Clostridium septicum, or it could be worse. It could be African swine fever or classical swine fever. Finally, if you see blisters, again, call your vet to get a correct diagnosis. And since two of these diseases we know have been seen at slaughter transport, make sure that you have good biosecurity about transport of your cull sows and your market hogs.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I want to say thank you very much, Bruce, for giving me this opportunity to send out the message that we have these potentially emerging diseases. And I want to thank all the contributors to Quishen for their support and contributions for our discussions in the quarterly calls. Thank you, Bruce.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Jette Christensen, the manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.